We always enjoy getting an update about what's happening within the York County Regional Chamber of Commerce. So we are excited to have Kathy Greer joining us, and she has the best smile and one of the best laughs in all of the Tri-County area. She's doing it now. You just like smiling and laughing, don't you, Kathy?
I do. Yes.
Which is great. The world needs more of Kathy.
Absolutely,
that's
right.
For sure. And our next guest with Kathy is Roddy Broadnax, who's a huge supporter of our show. And you've had deep roots here, Roddy, in this area.
Been blessed. A native Rock Hillian. My dad was 5 years at the city of Rock Hill in the power department and 25 years at Rock Hill Telephone Company. So I grew up a phone brat and been very blessed. And you and I and Ashley were talking, helped launch Headline News Local Edition and the Real Estate Channel and high school football on the tape delay with Johnny Barnes, which is now CN2.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So we appreciate that. You laid the foundation. And we picked it up, and we've built upon it. And now I think CN2 is going to turn 33 years old this October. So we're still going strong. Roddy, I'm looking at a picture of you. It looks like a flyer, and you've got a lot of hair on your head.
And a mustache.
And it's dark.
And it's dark. Thank you. So we're giving you lots of compliments in this picture, Roddy. But you know, time has changed, or things have changed over time. But it's interesting because what is going on in this flyer is happening still today, even though you have changed, some of the technology has not changed.
Right, and in history repeats itself. So you're looking at an ad the Herald did in 1993 where we launched a affinity program with the then Rock Hill Chamber, and Altel and Comporium shared revenues together, and we had retail stores at Mike Bagwell's Auto Place back then. And the affinity program we launched was special pricing and benefits to chamber members. So fast forward to today, and with Memorial Weekend coming up, we're going to launch a new program with Pure Talk Wireless, a veteran-owned, veteran-focused company that was started in 2004. Over a million subscribers, but they've launched a new business division called Pure Talk Business. So we're partnering with the York County Regional Chamber as a membership benefit by doing this, offering special discounts to the chamber members. And I was telling you guys earlier, Mike Rowe from Dirty Jobs, 22 years on the Discovery Channel, is going to be our national spokesperson. But we've teamed up with Kathy and Dean in the chamber to focus on small business and really help businesses grow with their wireless needs and technologies and really save money.
So, Kathy, if you're a chamber member, this is now just added to your portfolio,
yes,
I guess?
It is, to part of our benefits that a chamber member will receive. That includes Blue Cross Blue Shield, Dell Technologies, the YMCA, Office Depot, and now Pure Talk Business.
That's an interesting point. So if you become a chamber member, not only are you becoming, not only are you joining really a fraternity of business-minded folks, but there are benefits for the company other than just networking.
Absolutely.
Which I've always just seen it as surface level, as all the networking and who you can rely on and, you know, oh, I remember them from my chamber class or they're a member of the chamber. So that networking is strong, but it's got the tip of the iceberg, right? So once you look below the surface, boy, it's pretty interesting what you get.
It is. There are a lot of benefits, and we do have four initiatives that we focus on, too. Advocacy. We're always advocating for our members. Workforce talent development, leadership development, and then, of course, our member engagement.
So how will this program help your members, or if you're a business person and you're joining the chamber and you get this added to your portfolio, how is this going to help them?
Cost savings. You know, everybody needs wireless services, business and personal as well. So it will be at a discounted rate for our chamber members.
And then, Roddy, how does this impact like what Comporium is doing? Is this in competition with Comporium, or you walk side by side with them?
No, you know, we're utilizing the AT&T wireless network, which I believe Comporium is using too for their wireless program. And as you probably know, York, Lancaster, Chester counties are all upgrading to 5G. So really an initiative, and as much for us, it's more about streamlining the process, 5 phones and above for small businesses, obviously mid-sized businesses. And then we hear it all the time, well, I only have 3 phones in my small business, but I got 4 kids. Well, you can combine all 4 of them and make it, you know, a 7-phone deal. But really, we're trying to streamline the process. We have a interactive portal. You can upload bills and, or better yet, call me and my business partner, Mark Reynolds, another native Rock Hillian, and we'll come out and visit with you. And among the other things we do at Tech Advisor Services, we take a look at all your business spends, whether it be your trash, shipping, but mainly focused on technology services, where we can take a supplier comparison and maybe give you a little advice there. And it's a free service that we provide.
Hmm. Well, it's the world we live in now, right, with technology, and you have to embrace it, and you have to find how to harness that energy. And some folks might not realize this is even out here for them to take advantage, or it's part of their portfolio, and they're like, it's like a gift that you give yourself, and you figure out, like, I get this, and that's pretty cool as well. Well, I know you're about the business community, right? Building that business community and building that network along those lines. And then, Kathy, if folks are not members of the Chamber of Commerce.
That's my question. What do they need to do?
Yeah, what are they missing out on? Really, what are they missing out on?
Well, they're missing out on, I think, a lot. I mean, you know, I mentioned our 4 initiatives that we are focusing on. You know, we have a lot of networking events. We have a lot of events. We had 75 events last year. So not all were specifically networking, but we do build networking into everything we do. A lot of leadership program opportunities. I just went through LICO, Leadership York County, class of 2025, best class ever.
Okay.
Well, you know, we all say that.
Yeah. I know, and I'm sorry, graduation was Tuesday, so this is the first time I got to say it.
Well, I guess you get to say it.
You're not an alumni.
Yes, that's
thanks.
Right.
Thank you.
But yes. We were the best class. Don't worry.
We were the best class.
Ask Colleen. She'll tell you we were the best class.
Oh, I'll talk to her when I get back. Yeah.
But the Leadership York County program is one of the best programs, I would argue, in the state of South Carolina when it comes to leadership. And that's a program that will start with the application process in the summertime, pretty much, right?
Right, yeah. Correct. It's it might even be open now. Mm-hmm. And then
it kicks off in September.
Mm-hmm.
But if you can join it, do so. And if you feel like, well, I'm from this area, I know all the people that are involved in it, or I know the businesses, to Kathy and Ashley's point, no, you don't. Mm-mm. I think every day when I was done with the class, I would say, I learned 3 new things mm-hmm. I had no idea this organization did, or this business was tied to this. And so that's a fantastic program there. So, all right. Well, if you become a chamber member, your portfolio is getting bigger. And Roddy, it's great catching up with you. Thank you for this blast from the past picture. While you physically have changed your personality and your zest for improving the business community and making it strong here in our community has not changed, and we certainly appreciate that.
Thank you, Lucas.
No problem.
Thank you, Ashley.
Thank you.